We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 13. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva says as follows, Schok v'kalas rosh margilin le'erva. Schok, which literally means laughter, but it means laughter more like in a light-headed, jocular type of fashion. Kalas rosh is frivolity. Margilin le'erva, cause a person to become immoral, or accustom one to immorality. Masor siyag le'torah, so tradition, masorah, is our fence protecting the Torah. Maestros siag la'osher, giving maestro tithing, ultimately again is a way to safeguard your wealth, to protect your wealth. Nidarim siag la'prishos, taking a vow is a protective fence for prishos. Prishos is the mead of separating oneself. Siag la'chachma shtika, the fence that protects wisdom is silence. So a lot, Rabbi Akiva is teaching us many things in this short Mishnah. So let's analyze them one by one. So first of all, schok v'kalas rosh margilin le'erva. What does it mean that essentially frivolity, being of a constant and jocular nature, goes in and causes one to come to immorality? So the Rabbi Yonah explains over here. He says it's very simple. He says that at the end of the day, immorality is a manifestation of not taking yourself seriously. It's not taking yourself seriously, not taking life seriously, not taking other people seriously. And therefore, if a person is living a constant and consistent life of schok and kalas rosh, just a frivolity, it's going to lead one to immorality. People who take themselves seriously, take their lives seriously, recognize that they're here on a mission and their life has a purpose, don't engage in immoral behavior, for it simply sidetracks and distracts from what I need to accomplish. Next, Masoras Siag LaTorah. So Masorah, remember again, we're speaking about traditions. What does that mean? Masoras Elu Malei V'chasra Atam Shemashucham Tamideim. So here, the Rabbi Yonah gets into specifically, we know that there are certain words in the Torah that are written a certain way, but read a different way. Certain words that are read a certain way, but written a different way. A kri and a ksiv. So the Rabbi Yonah says that's what this is referring to over here, because this is a tradition passed down through the sages, through the Talmidei Chacham, throughout the generations, how to read and how to interpret. On a more basic level, what Rabbi Yonah is also trying to highlight is the key to success in Torah is not just simply studying the written text, but also having a Rebbe, having someone from whom one could glean a tradition, and ultimately building that tradition, that Sinaitic tradition, into their own spiritual life. Incredible. Maestros siag la'osher. So literally tithing is a protective fence around wealth. So this one is pretty intuitive. This is the idea that, you know, in life, we often think that when we give away money, when we give tzedakah, so there's less for me. There's less for me. In reality, there's nothing further from the truth. There is no guarantee that the wealth you have today, you will hold on to tomorrow. But yet, amazingly enough, whatever you give away for tzedakah, that zuchus, that merit is yours forever. That can never be taken from you. So it's quite a fascinating way to look at money. In addition, Rabbi Yonah explains that in general, the concept is that the more one gives, the more one gets. In fact, Rabbi Yonah points out that in general, we have a concept that you're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You can't say, and when we say test, we mean, person can't say, I'm going to do a mitzvah in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me X, or I'm going to behave in a certain way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me Y. You're not allowed to do that. That's an infantile relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one exception to this rule, interestingly enough, is tzedakah. Based on the pasuk aser to aser. So the Gemara Darshan is aser bishvil shetit asher, tithe in order to become wealthy. Giving tzedakah is the one and only mitzvah where a person is permitted to say, Ribono shel olam, I am giving tzedakah on the condition that you go ahead and you give me more money. It's an incredible, incredible idea. But on a more, again, as we mentioned before, on a bigger level, it's about a hashkafa, about how a Jew relates to wealth. That when I give tzedakah, it's not the pshat that it's less for me. It's that whatever I give away, that's what safeguards and that's what preserves the remaining wealth. In other words, the Gemara discusses, Chazal discusses this, that tzedakah is like salt. Right, you mix salt into food, right? You salt the food, it's a preservative. Salt, right? You salt something heavily, it preserves it. Tzedakah is like the salt of wealth. Give enough, do enough, and ultimately, again, it will preserve the wealth that you have. All right, Shach, we'll stop over here for today. Wonderful to get back learning with everyone.